And we are back at the Gwinnett Chambers Global Chamber Mixer here at the Gas South Convention Center. Mike Salmon with you on Business Radio X. And, you know, over the years, as a lot of folks know, I've worked the Olympics and did the Beijing Olympics recently. And China always does great in the Olympic Games, but I do struggle with their names. And I've got Frank Zhou. It's so hard for me, for Americans.
Because
you're with the Chinese-American Business Association of Atlanta. Some of the words and some of the names are pronunciations that we don't use in English.
Yeah.
So it's very hard. Where are you from and what brought you to the U.S.?
I'm from mainland China.
Okay.
Southwest of China. And definitely knew we came here first for education. Just try to get a like PhD degree or stuff like that. However, we just started a business, and then I joined the organization since 1992. So the organization was established in 1992. So we've been here for like 32 years.
So you are the president of the Chinese American Business Association of Atlanta. You touched upon it, but let's get specific and into the weeds a little bit. How do you help businesses and what is your mission?
Well, we definitely help the local Chinese American-owned business. We provide a platform for them to do business. For example, we put together business event, like, you know, business networking. Sometimes we have members open house, so we attract the members to go to the open house so they can understand more of the members' businesses, what kind of products they provide or services they provide. So that's how we help the business to do business. And sometimes we also help some Chinese business come here to start their business in the States. And we do help some American companies go China to establish their business as well. So that's how basically what we're doing. And definitely we do put together a business type of seminar and like periodically and to help people understand, for example, taxes or, you know, legal stuff or how to start a business, things like that. So that's how our organizations help the local Chinese American companies to do business.
Are you able to put a number, a general number of the number of Chinese American owned businesses that are in this area, whether it's just Gwinnett or Atlanta?
Wow, that's a number that we do not know exactly. However, from our organization, we normally have like 350, between 350 and 400 members yearly. So how many companies owned by Chinese American, I really don't have any idea. However, in Georgia area, I just guesstimate probably a couple of thousands at least.
And I bet you it's growing every year.
Yeah, they're growing very, very quickly, yes.
Well, tonight, Frank, we are celebrating Gwinnett's vibrant business community. I know the event's just getting underway, but talk about the event tonight, what you're hoping to do tonight, and what you're looking forward to.
Well, we have been joined this event since 3 or 4 years ago, and we came every year. Definitely, we need to know more people and to make friends, especially in the business community, and meet with more, you know, successful people. And Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, we our two organizations were strategic partners. We signed the agreement several years ago.
The Memorandum of Understanding?
Right. So definitely make more friends.
That's wonderful.
That's how we expect for tonight.
This is a fun question I want to ask you. What is a unique fact about your culture that you would like to share with us that maybe a lot of people don't know about?
A lot of people think Chinese people are more conservative because if we have $100, most of the time we save $30, $40, and we use the $50 or $60 or $70 to do business. And this is how our culture always says, you put some money aside and because you don't put all your eggs in one basket. So that's how Chinese culture tells, you know, we got educated. However, the younger generation, probably they think a little bit different way. They probably is more like Western culture. They accept the Western culture. So they are more, you know, I would have to say aggressive in the business world.
Yeah.
And which is a good thing, which is maybe is not a good thing, but definitely you need to be very careful in the business.
Sure.
So they start a business carefully. They put the money aside. So they always have a saving. And so that's how most of the Chinese people, especially like my age, to do business.
Well, that's a good thing. Don't be too much like the Western world. We like to spend more than we have.
I think we'll probably go to the middle. That's probably the best.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Frank from the Chinese American Business Association of Atlanta, for those that would like to maybe join your organization or learn more, is there a website?
Yes, we do. It's cbaaweb.org. We do have a QR code over there. You can scan and to understand more of our organization.
Great. Thank you so much,
Frank. Thank you so much for your invitation.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.